we have patients actually having to sort of look at now, how do they actually get to Dublin? And, you know, this service was a great benefit to Donegal cancer patients. And again, because they got sort of part funding towards it, it helped. So there's major impact on Donegal cancer patients. And it's really not acceptable. And we're calling very sincerely. And we hope that our Donegal minister and Donegal deputies step up to the fore and really voice their concerns on this, because this must be addressed as a matter of extreme urgency.
And indeed, for many of these patients, that trip either by car or by bus, it could be too much for them.
Most definitely, Michaela. We're back to the whole thing about the geographical spread of Donegal and the impact that all, I suppose, for key services in either Galway or Dublin, that the travel has on cancer patients. And again, we've got to remember an awful lot of those cancer patients who are travelling to Dublin wouldn't be actually able to, you know, physically make the journey by car to the hospital appointment. So there's major impact. And again, we have to look at the whole thing of the seriousness, the stress of cancer alone that it has on a patient and indeed their family. But now we have the added pressure and stress on the patient and their family. How do I get to my hospital appointments in Dublin? What will happen? And those appointments were also scheduled around the time of the flight and the arrival in Dublin, you know. So now we're looking at a major impact. And it's just, again, as far as DACC are concerned, this is, again, another example of what our government and, I suppose, politicians think about Donegal, and they all need to step to the fore, and this needs to be discussed in great detail, and Leinster House and Dáil Éireann and our government, as well as our Donegal politicians, need to address this as a matter of extreme urgency.